Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about felines, twilight, some railroad songs, a set of Victor records, and we'll look at this past week in recording history. We're going to start off with a vocabulary lesson. The word for this week is ailurophile, A-I-L-U-R-O-P-H-I-L-E. An ailurophile is a cat lover, as in some extreme ailurophiles have been known to leave large sums of money in their wills to their cats. So here, for all the ailurophiles out there, are some rapidly rotating records about felines, beginning with the Halfway House Orchestra.
Thank you.
Some feline songs for all of you Ilurophiles out there. We began the show with the Halfway House Orchestra and Pussycat Rag, recorded by Columbia while on a recording field trip to New Orleans on January 22, 1925. The Halfway House was a supper club located halfway between New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, which operated from 1914 until 1930. Albert Brunies directed the house band from 1919 to 1928. Pussycat Rag was written by three members of the band: Albert Brunies, who played cornet, Charlie Cordella, clarinetist, and Mickey Marcor, pianist in the band. After Pussycat Rag, it was Pat Patterson and his Champion Pep Riders and the Cat's Whiskers. The steel guitar is a regular acoustic guitar played flat in the lap by sliding a metal bar or steel on the strings. It was first popularized by Joseph Kakuku in the early 1890s and was first introduced to audiences outside of the Hawaiian Islands in the early 20th century. Pat Patterson was a cowboy singer and also an accomplished steel guitarist. Pat Patterson died in Honolulu on July 15, 1998. We finished up that feline set of songs with the Fred Van Epps Trio from December 20, 1916, and Teasing the Cat, written by Charles L. Johnson. Fred Van Epps was the most recorded banjoist of his day, and the saxophonist in the trio was Nathan Glantz, who would go on to lead his own band in the 20s and record for many different labels under a wide variety of pseudonyms, including the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, Roy Collins Dance Orchestra, the Continental Dance Orchestra, and the Dixie Jazz Band. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on October 4th, in 1948, the Railroad Hour debuted on ABC Radio. The host of the show was Gordon McRae, and it was sponsored by America's Railroads. Appropriately enough, the show's theme was "I've Been Working on the Railroad." So here to commemorate the Railroad Hour are some railroad songs, beginning with Marius B. Winter and his dance orchestra. Thank you.
my sight is getting dim. I've laid my links and pins away to rust, and the only friend that's left to me in this wide world to stand is a little red caboose behind a train. Oh, I'm growing old and feeble now, and my sight is getting dim, and I cannot see those signals anymore. I can hear those whistles blowing, and I know I'll soon be going to a better home. I know that far away. Pestered with the rain, the sleet, and the snow, and they'll find a heap of trouble when those hills they have to double with a little red caboose behind a train. Oh, I'm growing old and feeble now, and my sight is getting dim, and I cannot see those signals anymore. I can hear those whistles blowing, and I know I'll soon be going to a better home. I know that far away.
York Southern Five and Railroad Blues, written by Lucky Roberts and recorded March 5, 1920. The clarinetist was Alcide Nunez, who had been a member of the Louisiana Five, and Ted Fiorito was on piano. The Yerkes in York's Southern Five refers to band contractor Harry Yerkes, who by 1920 had a studio in New York City and had bands recording for every major label. Before Railroad Blues, it was Paul Warmeck and his Gully Jumpers, early stars of the Grand Ole Opry, with fully one quarter of their entire recorded output, and Little Red Caboose Behind the Train, recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, on October 1, 1928. We began that Railroad set of songs with Marius B. Winter and his dance orchestra, and the Frankie Trumbauer, Matty Malnick composition, Choo Choo, recorded February 2, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, and heard anytime at all, anywhere on Earth, online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, October 3rd, marked the incorporation in 1901 by Eldridge R. Johnson of the Victor Talking Machine Company. It was created out of a merger and reorganization of Emil Berliner's Berliner Gramophone Company, which produced flat disc records, as opposed to cylinders, and Johnson's Consolidated Talking Machine Company, which manufactured machines for playing disc records. So here to commemorate the creation of the Victor Talking Machine Company is a trio of Victor records, beginning with Harold Dana.
Never see a poem lovely as a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast, a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
man on a vacation.
Thank you.
like that record, Victor Arden and Phil Oman, or Phil Oman and Victor Arden and their orchestra, and Mary Ann, written by Oscar Hammerstein and Sigmund Romberg for the show The New Moon. The vocal refrain on that October 25, 1928 Victor recording was by the Four Rajas. Mary Ann was preceded by Joe Hames and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Victor record as Phil Dooley and his orchestra, and The Yes Habit from June 23, 1932. The Yes Habit was written by Phil Dooley, Joe Hames, and Bob Miller. And we began that Victor set with a livelier version than you usually hear, when you hear any version at all, of Trees, performed by Eddie Harkness and his orchestra with the vocal by Harold Dana. The saying third time's a charm was true in this case, as the recording we just heard was made on March 8, 1928. Two previous recordings on February 14th and 16th were rejected. The poem Trees was written by Alfred Joyce Kilmer and published in 1913 and refers to a single oak tree at Riders Lane and Route 1 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where Kilmer was born. The music was composed by Oscar Rosbach and was published by G. Shermer in 1922. Now just try and name another radio program where you're going to get that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and we're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fear and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone. Those words were first spoken by Rod Serling at 10 p.m. on Friday, October 2, 1959, as The Twilight Zone made its debut on CBS TV. So here to commemorate the Twilight Zone are some rapidly rotating records about Twilight, beginning with America's Sweetheart.
Linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Somehow in the twilight you are nearer to me, dearer than words can say. With your hand in mine we'll wander along. I'll sing to love's old sweet song. So linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Daytime is over now in the west. Songbirds are flying home to their nest. Soon high above us the evening star will shine. Somehow I can't help saying, sweetheart of mine, linger a little longer in the twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away. Somehow in the twilight you are nearer to me, dearer than words can say. With your sing to you twilight with me. We'll dream our cares away.
Thank you.
Some Twilight songs to commemorate the debut of the Twilight Zone on October 2, 1959. We began with America's Sweetheart, Ruth Etting, and Linger a Little Longer in the Twilight, written by Harry Woods, James Campbell, and Reginald Connolly, and recorded March 1, 1933. Then it was Dave Harmon and his orchestra from an Edison disc, waxed February 27, 1925, and Twilight. Dave Harmon played trombone in Phil Napoleon's orchestra in 1926 and 27. We finished up with Red McKenzie and Eddie Condon's group, the Chicago Rhythm Kings, and Tennessee Twilight from October 21, 1933.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the portion of the show where we play rapidly rotating records which were recorded this past week in years past. Here's Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra.
Thank you. from loving you get most. When you get me steamed up, you get cold. Temperamental papa, why you always treat me so?
Thank you.
The Ben Pollock Band, identified on that Crown record from Canada as the Imperial Dance Orchestra and Just a Little Dance, Mamselle. The vocalist was Eddie Gale, who was not identified on the label either. Just a Little Dance, Mamselle was written by Charles O'Flynn, Mac Gordon, and Pete Wendling. That was preceded by Josie Miles and Temperamental Papa from an October 2, 1924 Edison disc. Josephine Miles was born around 1900 in Somerville, South Carolina. She appeared in various black revues and touring companies and recorded for Black Swan, Jeanette, Ajax, Banner, OK, and Edison during the 1920s. In 1928, she began recording religious material as Sister Josephine Miles and devoted the rest of her life to church activities. And we began with Cole McElroy's Spanish Ballroom Orchestra from September 30th, 1926, and Neapolitan Nights. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.